Last week, as the Trump administration's decision to separate children from their asylum-seeking parents was stoking nationwide controversy, Republican strategist Steve Schmidt took a stand, tweeting, quote, "Today I renounce my membership in the Republican Party," end quote. Schmidt's not some mid-level, loosely affiliated Republican. He ran John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. And closer to home, another GOP stalwart has left the party, Brian Herr. He's a four-term Hopkinton selectman, a 25-year member of the Republican Party, and the GOP's candidate for Senate in 2014. Herr tweeted, quote, "After months of pain, frustration, and embarrassment, I've decided to leave the GOP/MassGOP, end quote. He then went to the Hopkinton town hall and changed his registration to unenrolled. He joins me now in studio. Brian Herr, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Evan. Great to be here.
So I'll give you the first two questions at once as a two-for-one. Why and why now?
Well, those are two great questions and fair questions. I've been thinking about this for months, and I've watched with a great deal of trepidation what's been going on in the White House for, like many Americans. And, you know, for months I've been trying to find strands to which to hang on to within the Republican Party, the party of Trump, I now call it, hoping that somehow this thing is going to modify and start to sort of the tensions are going to ease in some somewhat, not necessarily normalcy, but a level and a modicum of respect gets put back into the process. But each day as it's passed, it's only gotten worse. And so after months of thinking about it and talking to my wife about it and some other friends about it, I decided after this whole situation with obviously the separation of children that I'd had enough and I could no longer be involved in a political party that on a daily basis I was in direct conflict with the values and the ideas and the message coming out of that same party and decided to become unenrolled.
So that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
It was definitely the straw.
I'd been struggling with this.
Yes, I've been struggling with it for some time now. In 2012, when Donald Trump was kicking around the idea of running for president, I was not a fan of his then. I talked all the time at that point in that year about how he tends to bloviate. That obviously has only continued since he got elected here 4 years later. So I've not been a fan of his from a political perspective for years, and his presidency has given me no reason to change my thinking.
You were up for a re-election in May recently. Did you consider changing before that? Was the election itself a factor in the timing?
It did not. I did not consider changing before that. I mean, obviously, I've been thinking about it for months, but I wasn't ready to pull the trigger and actually go over to town hall and get something done. Again, still trying to hang on to those strands. When I was up for election in Hopkinton, where we have partisan elections at the local level, which is somewhat odd in Massachusetts by law, I did not campaign actively. I've served for 9 years going into this election cycle. I'm well known in the community. People know sort of how I like to govern the town. And so I didn't campaign. I didn't rely on the Hopkinton Republican Town Committee, any kind of resources, no people, no money, nothing like that. So I didn't think about it really at all until after that was over and then all this happened recently.
Yeah. It seems like the choice you're facing, the choice so many Republicans face here in Massachusetts in particular, is do you wait it out, as you have been waiting it out for years, hoping that the party changes in a way that you can identify with again, or do you break?
Yeah.
And in some ways, Massachusetts would seem to be the place where it might be easiest to ride it out, right? We have a very popular Republican governor who distances himself from the national party and to whom you can attach yourself as a Republican who stands with the sort of the mass GOP. Was that tempting for you? Is there a reason you didn't take that path?
Well, I fully support the governor. I think he's doing an excellent job, and I'm a big fan of his personally as well. I know him. I got to know him well in 2014 when we campaigned quite a bit together. He's a great governor for Massachusetts, and I think he's doing a really good job. And his brand of Republican politics is a positive, forward-looking brand of politics and leadership in Massachusetts, and that's why I do support him. That said, we're about 11%, or the Republicans are about 11% of the registered voters in Massachusetts, and a good chunk of those are what I call the hard right. So when you have a smaller party, 11% instead of 35%, that smaller party with a bigger vocal, you know, the vocal folks are a bigger component of that smaller party. I think it's even more difficult than in some states around the country to stay in if you feel strongly about having positive views and a positive approach to governing, which we don't have in Washington today.
What's been the reaction to your decision since you came out?
I'm surprised how many people have an opinion about my getting out of a political party. Me, personally, getting out of a party, an awful lot of people have an opinion about that. The folks in Hopkinton and the Metro West area where I'm reasonably well known for my activities in local government there, have been very supportive. But I think if once you get outside the sphere of influence where people know who I am as an individual and you get onto the social media, it gets pretty ugly pretty quickly. And there's been a lot of nasty grams sent our way because of that, I think, really from across the country.
Is there a political future for you in the unenrolled category?
I don't know. I have five children in my campaign for U.S. Senate. I learned the process of campaigning at that level, and I put an incredible amount of energy and time into that race. But I also watched what was going on with my children at the same time. So until my kids are on their own and on their way, which is not quite the case yet.
No, with five, that takes a while.
Yeah, it takes an awful long time, much longer than I had originally planned. But still, until that happens, I think there's no imminent race for me to jump into.
And do you have any hope that your decision would inspire others? Do you intend to inspire others? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much of a movement here. Some people come out. I mean, David Brooks wrote this morning, today you can be a conservative or a Republican, but you can't be both. Mm. Right? There are some people taking this stand. But Trump has more intra-party support than any post-World War II president at this point in his presidency, with one exception, which is George W. Bush in the post-9/11 era. But he has more support from his own party than Obama did, than Clinton did, than the first Bush did, than Eisenhower did, than just about any president since World War II.
Yeah, no, and I can see that. And I think one of the challenges that I have with this whole situation is, you know, Donald Trump does all kinds of different things that frustrate an awful lot of Americans, but he also represents an awful lot of Americans that support him. So the question is bigger than Donald Trump. Now, he doesn't want to hear that because it's all about him in his mind, but the question is bigger than Donald Trump. What is going on in America that is enabling Donald Trump to do the things, say the things, and behave the way he does, and that his brand of leadership is flourishing? That is, I think, the fundamental question that we got to figure out as a country.
Brian Herr is an ex-Republican and selectman from Hopkinton. Brian, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Evan Horowitz, and this is Radio Boston.